Chelsea Manning is a whistleblower from the United States who leaked more than 700,000 classified documents to WikiLeaks, some of which showed the US killing non-combatants from the air. Chelsea was jailed under the Espionage Act, but public pressure forced former President Barack Obama to grant her clemency as his last act in the Oval Office. She is due now to have a speaking tour in Australia and New Zealand, but new Immigration Minister David Coleman has written to her saying that the government has an intention to consider the refusal of her visa. Well, what would this refusal mean for freedom of expression in our country? Joining us on the line now to discuss this is the University of Newcastle's Amy Maguire. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning, Casey.
Now, whistleblowing is, of course, a divisive subject, but the documents she leaked highlighted gross misconduct of the United States in their war efforts in Iraq and Afghanistan. So why is our government considering not letting her into the country?
Well, the straightforward answer to the question is that under the Migration Act, any person with a substantial criminal record can be refused a visa on the basis that they fail what's called a character test. A substantial criminal record includes a prison sentence of over 12 months. So on that basis alone, Manning doesn't qualify for a visa unless a minister decided to intervene and, I suppose, go over the character test for some further reason.
So is that an automatic thing that if you are found, if you're wanting a visa to enter the country, you're found to have had a criminal past of, you know, a 12-month prison term, then you're automatically not allowed in unless otherwise stated?
It's not automatic, as in the Department of Home Affairs, the Department of Immigration would, as in this case, write to the person and give notice of an intention to refuse the visa. And that allows the person a bit of time to try to exercise natural justice rights. That is to say, for example, in a different case, write to the minister and say, you've made a mistake, I don't have a substantial criminal record, I don't know where you've got your records, but they're wrong. Or in this case, for a person who does have a substantial record, to write to the minister and say, I acknowledge that that's true, but for these reasons, I think you should use your discretion to permit my entry anyway.
And do you think it's important for our national discussion about whistleblowing to let Chelsea Manning into the country?
I personally think that it would be worthwhile to allow her entry. I can also see arguments why the government might not wish to, and I do want to stress that legally they're in no way bound to. But as you highlighted in your introduction there, Australia has participated alongside the US in the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. And on that basis, I think the Australian public has an interest in hearing from somebody who was engaged in military intelligence and, you know, involved in this very controversial process of leaking classified materials that showed that some of the actions taken by allied forces in those conflicts didn't accord with the laws of war.
So what do you think the Australian government has to lose by if they did let her in? Because, as you said, that legally it's totally okay for them to choose to keep Chelsea out of the country. But what might be the implications if a whistleblower comes in here and starts sort of potentially stirring things up a little bit?
I doubt they're too concerned about any implications. I think, you know, one reason why we would refuse entry to somebody with a substantial criminal record is if we're concerned that that person might also commit a crime in Australia. And I'm sure that no one's making an argument here that it's likely that Chelsea Manning will come to Australia and gain access to classified materials from our government and leak them. So I don't think that's a worry. In effect, they are also not preventing her from speaking in Australia by keeping her out, because, of course, her engagement in Sydney the other night went ahead via Skype. Yes. So the audience there still heard her speak. And, of course, anyone with access to the internet can get access to numerous speeches that she's made. So I think that really the Australian government, in making this decision, is probably sending a message that they think her behaviour deserves further sanction. Even though she served a term of imprisonment, it's still not okay with us what she did. And we don't want her here. I'm speaking from the point of view there of a government decision maker rather than myself.
Does the fact that former President Barack Obama granted Manning clemency play into it at all? Does that affect the criminal side of things and her possible responses if she wanted to pursue a visa further?
It does and it doesn't. So what President Obama did was to commute her sentence. That didn't affect in any way her criminal record. So the convictions stand, but she was released after 7 years rather than 35 years in prison. And at the time, President Obama said that he felt justice had been served. Certainly, Manning's sentence was significantly greater than any other that people have served in recent times for similar crimes, and notably significantly greater than any punishment that was dished out to, for example, those American service persons who engaged in torture in Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq, which was the subject of leaked documents that were of particular concern to people who view Manning as a whistleblower. So in that sense, there's no change in her legal status, but you could argue that if President Obama was convinced that justice had been served, then it's time for other countries, including Australia, to accept that Manning has sufficiently atoned for her crime and that she deserves to be able to travel the world and speak to audiences about the things that are of concern to her.
Well, Amy, thanks very much for joining us on Breakfast this morning.
Thanks for having me, Casey.
That was Amy Maguire from the University of Newcastle speaking with me about the Australian government's stance on whistleblower Chelsea Manning's visa application. You're listening to Breakfast here on Radio Adelaide. We've got the